Welcome to another Stain Gang podcast with Michael Meacham as we talk Midwestern State soccer. Glad you could be with us for the Stain Gang podcast. Midwestern State coming off an interesting week where they beat 17th-ranked St. Mary's 1-0 at Stang Park on Wednesday night and then jumped out to a 2-0 lead at Southern Nazarene, but the Crimson Storm came back to get a draw in that game 2-2. Let's start with the win over St. Mary's because I realize it's early in the season and that's a non-conference game. It's an overstatement to say it was a must-win, but you guys needed a win, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like we said in the past, I mean, you set out to win all of them and compete to the best you did, and then the week before that, we quite didn't do maybe what we set out to do, and so it was good for us to be able to compete with one of the top teams.
Yeah, they came in ranked 17th in the nation. And what did you think was the difference between that game and the first two games of the homestand?
Really just like our attention to detail, our effort, energy, the attitude toward preparation and the opponent and things like that. So it was much, much better than it was the week before.
And then it looked like you were kind of on a roll because as I was keeping one eye on the soccer game and one eye on the gridiron football game Saturday night, I saw you guys get out to a 2-0 lead, and I thought, well, Midwestern State's got that one in the bag. It didn't work out that way.
Nope, it didn't. Had to make a few changes with a few injuries kind of late on, and then, you know, a lot of people say momentum's just a word, but it's really not. And, so they kind of grabbed a hold of it, and some things changed for us, and, you know, we didn't kind of defend our box quite as well on some free kicks and some restarts and things like that we needed to. Didn't track a few runners there at the very end and still had a chance to win at the very end, and unfortunately it didn't work out for us. So, you know, we're back at it on Thursday.
Let me follow up on the injuries. How serious are those injuries, and who's in and who's out?
One of them could be a little bit more timely than the other. The other one trained. He trained right back on yesterday, and Ryan Lowe still he didn't train yesterday, so we'll see how he feels today.
That's a position you're starting to get kind of thin at, aren't you?
Yeah, we were super super deep at center back to start, and we're probably not quite as deep there now with a couple injuries as we once did, but you know, with Davis training again and things like that, we're hopefully on the right side of it.
Let's talk about what's coming up because it's kind of an interesting week. You're going to Frisco to play two opponents I don't think Midwestern State has faced before: Northwest Nazarene, easy for you to say, and Western Oregon, and you're playing in Frisco at the Toyota Soccer Center, which is not to be confused with Toyota Stadium, though it is the same location.
Same complex.
But it's part of the campus there.
It's same complex and things like that. So yeah, we're going to go out and play those teams. Unfortunately, they had a team drop in their conference, so they needed an extra weekend, and we were able to kind of put something together and get those guys to come down here. So we've got two teams going up there to play. And four of their teams are coming down here to play, so we're trying to put something together where the Lone Star and the GNAC kind of play against each other on week four. So it's been good so far.
Is it fun for you to play new opponents, to face guys that aren't as familiar with you and vice versa?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anytime you get to play a top team and top team of another conference and within your same region, which is always important points wise and things to get in the tournament, but obviously just for a competitive standpoint to play against teams that you've never played against and kind of compete and play against different parts of the country, I think is always awesome.
It's also fun to go to the Metroplex and play, isn't it? I mean,
got a lot of guys from that area and things like that, so that helps a lot. A lot of families, a lot of alumni get to come out and watch games and that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's going to be exciting to get out there and get some games in and hopefully come back with some good results.
Will you guys have a chance to go to the Hall of Fame while you're there?
I'll be honest, didn't even think about it. Maybe we should look into that.
I think you should look into it this weekend. I haven't been there, but I've heard nothing but great things about it, and it's definitely on I don't want to say it's on my bucket list, but it's something I want to do.
Yeah, no, no. It's the FC Dallas and U.S. Soccer have done a great job kind of building that facility up, and it's extremely nice part of the stadium and that sort of stuff right there.
Yeah, they've really grown that area out.
Absolutely.
And it's really become – there's probably people in Austin and Houston who would disagree with this, but I think it's the heart of soccer in the state of Texas right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously with two other MLS teams in Central Texas and South Texas, obviously that's important for the state. But you know, you've got some of the best players in the country come out of North Texas, and there's definitely the best players in the country come out of Texas in general.
Let's talk a little bit about the two teams you're going to see. Northwest Nazarene is a team that's been scoring a lot of goals, and then the irony is their last game at Fort Lewis, they got beat 8-1. That hadn't been the way they were playing. Now, Fort Lewis is a really good team.
Yeah, Fort Lewis is a really good team. That result's a little bit misleading for everybody that's kind of seen it. I mean, that was a big road trip for them, and they had quite a few injuries from the match before and things like that. So,
Goals kind of came in bunches.
Yeah.
When you look at it, Fort Lewis got a pair of goals within two and a half, 3 minutes of each other on three occasions in that match.
Yeah, no, that's like I said, it's a little bit misleading for the type of team they are and the firepower that they have and stuff that James does with that group. So it's everybody's a little shocked when they see it, but when you kind of like dig into it and you see it, you can kind of see where some things didn't quite go their way with which they needed to.
Of the 14 goals they've scored this year, Ryland McPherson has 6 goals. So when you're playing a striker like that, does it change your mentality at all or the way you approach the game?
Not so much change mentality or the way we approach it, but obviously you have to kind of step up to a challenge. I mean, if you've got to be able to kind of shut some strengths down of an opponent, and obviously Ryland's one of them.
Meanwhile, Western Oregon is the team you'll play on Saturday, and they're a little bit different. They're coming off a 3-0 win over Cal Poly Humboldt before they get to Frisco, but they've got, if I'm counting right, they've got 4 clean sheets already this year. They're not allowing many goals.
Yeah, not allowing many goals, but still getting a lot of good looks and things like that. So we've got a challenge set out for us this weekend. So yeah, it's going to be a really cool weekend being out there, and it's going to be really cool to play two different opponents, but obviously two very different opponents, two little bit different styles. And hopefully we can prepare the boys and get the processes right to create some things and be stingy in front of our own box.
I know you want to get 2 wins out of this, but what else are you looking for? Is there things specifically, areas where you want to see the team improve?
A little bit more consistency, being able to kind of deal with a little bit more consistency in both boxes. You know, we're still creating lots of chances and things like that to get looks. We've got to be a little bit more polished to clean them up and put those things away. And then obviously defending our box in critical moments, we've got to do a much, much better job of, you know, clearing our lines and tracking runners and, you know, communicating and have good body shape and stuff like that to defend our own box.
We've seen Danny Robles in goal the last few games. Mm-hmm. Are you going to stick with him? I know you told us at one time you were going to play all three of your keepers.
I still think at some point all three of them are going to play. Right now we're going to put the best one in there right now on Thursday to see how we can kind of, you know, get things rolling and be a little bit more positive in what we want to do.
Do you feel like the team has momentum right now, that things are going in the right direction?
I think we've trained extremely well. Like literally, I think I said at one time, we had one not so good training session since the whole preseason and fall started. So our trainings have been very, very good. We had a good training yesterday. We've just got to be more consistent during a 90-minute spell and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that momentum is an all-time high, obviously, because, you know, we've kind of given up a few more goals than we've really, really wanted. We're still creating a lot of chances, which are good. So, you know, we just got to make sure we can be a little bit cleaner on both sides of it, and I think we can kind of get things rolling.
You've got conference season coming up pretty soon.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, after these two games, you're into Lone Star Conference play. Have you seen any trends within the conference, things that you're seeing from teams in the LSC? You got a chance to see one of them up close in a non-conference game last week.
In all honesty, really, I've only watched St. Mary's play. Don't really know too much more about our starter conference would be St. Ed's and things like that. So I haven't got to watch them a whole lot yet, but we'll put things together and see what we can do those guys when it gets closer to it.
You know, talking about Western Oregon, one of the things you do have is some common opponents, because they've played Colorado Mesa, they've played Westminster. Mm-hmm. Does that help you in terms of preparation?
It gives you a little bit more of an idea of who they are and what they are and what strengths they had against those opponents, maybe different than your strengths, or you know, what they've been able to do, what you weren't able to do, or vice versa. So, yeah, it helps a little bit to have seen them play those guys.
I know you haven't planned on going to the Hall of Fame. Have you made any dinner plans while you're in the Metroplex?
I'd have to ask AJ and Patty about that. Fortunately or unfortunately, I don't make the dinner reservations.
Well, hopefully you eat well. Hopefully you score a bunch of goals and get a couple of wins while you're in Frisco.
Absolutely. We want some clean sheets as well. So.
There you go. We'll take all of that.
All of the above.
That is Michael Meacham, the head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University on the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast. And as we mentioned, the conference campaign is coming up, and Midwestern State is going to be home to begin conference play Wednesday night, October 1st. St. Edwards will be here. We'd like nothing more than to pack Stang Park for that game with the Hilltoppers. I'm Pete Stein. So long.